The United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike County is teaming up with the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic with a creative approach to prevent social isolation. United Way Director of Collective Impact, Mike Castellano, takes the story from here.
At the United Way, we have a collaborative of organizations called Age-Friendly Lackawanna, and our primary focus is working with older adults and finding ways to get creative, to fill gaps in services, in helping to address complex issues that older adults are facing, one of which is social isolation, and that's really no secret. Prior to COVID, it was an issue, but post-COVID, it's become an exponentially larger issue. And so this program was developed in partnership with the NEPA Philharmonic, who does wonderful things for the older adult community already. Essentially what the program is it's an out-of-the-box method to approaching a complex issue like social isolation. Rather than seeing a doctor or seeing a therapist, there are other methods of therapy. One of those methods is through the arts. And so the Philharmonic, again, already having done such a phenomenal job with addressing these issues in other communities, came to us with an idea. Let's prescribe arts to older adults to address social isolation. Different from other programs, it's more tailored to each older adult and what they're interested in.
So this is a pilot project, but it's going to include all types of things that are artistic and beautiful and relaxing and stimulating.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at music, visual arts, dancing. It's, again, not one blanketed thing. It's beyond arts and crafts. And while those initiatives are wonderful, this really takes it to the next level. And it really involves older adults in a more engaging and interactive experience. It's very exciting to see the out-of-the-box thinking and how it can address such a complex issue.
How many people are involved, and are there any specifications?
What each cohort is, it's 25 older adults, which can include the older adult themselves and their caregiver if they wish. So you can go alone, you can go with somebody, and it is a six-month period where you're engaging in different activities through over that 6 months. And so we're really looking for someone that this can benefit. We were very methodical in the way that we built it and the way that the Philharmonic has really adjusted the referral process. So that way, people don't feel turned off by the idea. They don't feel like they don't belong. We want everybody to feel as though they're all part of this program together. When you have a cohort and you have 25 individuals, the last thing you want to do is silo anybody. You don't want anybody to feel like they're there for the wrong reason. And so referring somebody is very simple. It's an in-depth process, but it really focuses on the things that you like. We're really trying to find out through this referral process how we can tailor the programming to you and the people that you are in a cohort with.
This cohort is going to be together for the six-month program, Varied Arts Platforms. And what do you hope that they'll discover after 6 months?
Oh, I hope they discover more about themselves than they've discovered over the last however many years they've been on the planet. The idea is to enrich their lives in a magnitude of ways, whether it's cognitive enhancement, whether it's confidence in your creativity. It's interesting how creative people can be. And if you don't have the confidence to showcase it, nobody ever sees it. And that doesn't need to happen when you're young. It can happen at any point in life. And so the idea is to essentially bring something out of people that maybe others don't get to see very often in a collective environment where you have people from all walks of life who have these wonderful abilities and these wonderful talents and don't showcase them enough. And now they all get to see each other's lights shine in one location. The overall idea, enrich their lives and again, showcase the talents, the skills, and the abilities that people possess that may have not shown through in prior years.
When this project really gets off the ground, I can envision art exhibits, and even little musical ensembles from these wonderful people. Maybe that talent was dormant. Maybe you felt that you were too old, and you realized, no, art never dies.
Exactly. And it's funny, we often compare older adults to young children in a sense where something similar can happen. And, you know, a child is getting introduced to art, and they find they have a passion for it, and they start doing artistic works at school, and now there's an art show, and people get to come and see their art. That doesn't just die at your youth ages. That transitions throughout your whole life. And like you just said, there's no point where you hit a plateau and say, I can no longer be creative, or I can no longer find out I'm creative. That's really the important piece, is maybe there's something you didn't even know that you had a passion for or that you were capable of doing, And we're hopeful that this will give you an opportunity to do so, while also, at the same time, without addressing it directly and saying, well, you're here because we think you're socially isolated. Nobody wants to identify as being isolated, and that's fair. It's a vulnerable thing to say. It's an ugly word to be isolated. But if we do it in a way where people just naturally kind of step out of that loneliness and isolation, we never have to verbally address it. And so we're hoping that in addition to finding a passion or reigniting the fire in a passion you once had, you're also stepping out of the realm of isolation and working on that passion with other older adults.
As people get older, they have a tendency to say, well, I'm too old for that now. And that's what causes the isolation. I'm not, I can't, I don't think I can do it anymore. The can't, the won't, the shouldn't. And that's what causes the isolation.
Absolutely.
And so to be able to have a program where you have like-minded individuals all pretty much around the same age doing their thing and having a good time doing it, what a wonderful program.
Agreed. And we've also found that nobody wants to be the new kid in class. That's a really big challenge and a hurdle for older adults we've seen, is going to something that you've never done with people you've never met. That's a very challenging thing. And that's not just for older adults. That's for anybody, myself included. Going to a new social sports event where I don't know anybody, that's a scary feeling if you're a not very extroverted person. And so we're hoping that in addition to those cognitive skills, it also builds confidence in your social skills and makes you less fearful to be able to do new things. One of the largest hurdles that we see is people are afraid to do new things, and so they never do them. And so all of these resources and these programs that exist are underutilized. And hopefully with a program like this, we're able to instill that confidence, whatever it may be. If we can help you get over the threshold of, I'm the new kid in class and I'm okay with it, we've done our job.
Within this 6 months, you're going to see a dramatic change in all 25 of them. They can't wait to go to the next class or the next activity.
Yeah, and they're going to tell all their friends about it. You know, as we move into, some may say, a scary digital age, there still is very prevalent conversation, and the way that word travels between older adults and different senior centers is really interesting. The dynamic, when they find something they like, everybody knows about it. And they're not using their cell phones. They're not emailing people. They're telling each other. And it's going from one place to another. And as far into the future as we get, that's always going to be a thing. This is a great way to kind of kickstart the conversation. I went to this program that the Philharmonic had, and it was wonderful, and I learned how to do this, and I didn't even know I could paint, and I didn't know I could still dance. Now you're telling all your friends, and they're telling their friends, and now it becomes a thing, and people are looking forward to it.
It really does bring back that light that maybe was put under the bushel basket by the person themselves.
Exactly, right. And it could be a magnitude of issues that put that dormant, whether it's losing a spouse, children moving away, or maybe you can no longer live in your house alone, and so you're now in a high rise. And so we've had folks who used to love to garden. And when you move into a high rise, gardening becomes very limited. And so you stop gardening. But the passion's still there. It's just dormant. And so having the opportunity to be able to reignite that passion is going to be really exciting. I know I'm looking forward to it. And the folks at the Philharmonic, again, are already doing wonderful things with older adults. But now they're able to bring 25 people into one room and really be able to put their passions on display.
This kind of reminds me of going back to school, where you're in a classroom with people who are basically your same age, but you don't know what to expect from the teacher or the course material. So it's a little bit daunting, but exciting at the same time.
And I think that's the fun part. Yeah. It's like you get to be nervous again. And being nervous is such a healthy emotion for people to have. To be nervous in a room with people you don't know, about to embark on an experience that you've never done, that's an experience that doesn't pertain to any age. You can have that experience time and time and time and again, no matter how old you get. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that experience for the first time and watching people get in the room and then watching it just slowly over time come together.
You're never too old to get a chance to meet new people. Things start to wake up again and you feel a renewed sense of purpose.
I agree 100%. And not only with individuals your age, that doesn't have to be the case. I have many friends that are older adults and I love learning from them and they love learning from me. And that intergenerational mix is extremely healthy. But making friends is hard as you get older. It's very challenging, especially if, again, that passion that you once had, if you're not doing it you're not meeting like-minded people, it can be really challenging to find friends, and especially if you're an introverted individual, even more challenging. So to watch people make connections that could really blossom into something much larger outside of the program, it's going to be wonderful. You know, maybe 5 or 10 of these folks who are really interested in dance now become dance buddies. The 6-month period is over, and now you're taking dance classes together, and you're expanding on the passion that you've either learned or had. And yeah, it's just a snowball effect. It just keeps going. I think it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving once these individuals leave.
I'm going to ask you a question, because I know that you're going to be dealing with people who are senior citizens. And I put that in air quotes, because senior citizen means different things to different people. But what do you think you're going to learn in the process of getting a chance to see all of this happen, see this metamorphosis happen with all of these people?
That's a really wonderful question. And I've asked myself that multiple times. What I'm really interested in learning is watching the dynamic in social connection. How does it work? What are the barriers? And then when you address the barriers, what are the solutions to actually solving that? So very interested to see what can make people socially connected, what draws people to each other. And again, it goes back to watching everybody in a room and seeing how everybody operates. And I'll be there every week because I want to watch it unfold. But one of the targets and the complex issues that we work through as a collaborative is social isolation. And nobody has the answer. And I don't think there is one answer. There's Band-Aids and there's, you know, minor solutions. But if you can have an arsenal of solutions to a complex issue, you can run through the entire arsenal and maybe one of them will work. And I think that's wonderful to have. Whereas, you know, some people who are technologically advanced, it's a lot easier for them to stay connected with individuals via things like Facebook and Zoom. But for individuals who are not tech savvy, that arsenal out the window. And so I'm really interested to be able to continue building that repertoire of ideas and solutions to social connection and the lack thereof. I think we need it. I think we need to be able to run through a list of ideas. I think this will work for you. I don't really like it. Okay, let's try the next one. Maybe try this arts therapy. Does this work for you? Yes. So to learn how the dynamic works and how we can continue to evolve our solutions for social connection and social isolation.
Now, who will be facilitating these courses, the arts and the dance? Are there going to be special facilitators?
That's really where the Philharmonic comes in, and this is really their brainchild. And the way they have it structured is that there will be different facilitators for each unique event that these older adults go to, ending with one large culminating event at the end of the year that will really kind of draw it all together. And by that point, we're hoping that everybody's best friends and it's a huge party. And I think it will be. But this was something that's been in the works for well over a year. And I'm really happy that it took as long as it did. When you start to look at addressing issues, you always want the quick fix. How do we get it now? And when Chasen at the Philharmonic had brought this to me originally, I was like, wow, that's a really, really phenomenal idea. Can we do it tomorrow? And the answer is no, it's just not feasible. And so it was really a methodical approach on how do we develop this so that it works correctly and that it's done the right way. And so, again, well over a year, and it's finally ready to be released. And I think it's in the perfect place. It's built to where it's going to work. Not maybe it'll work, not do you think it'll work. This will work. And I think, again, we'll really be able to draw a lot of conclusions on how non-traditional methods can be a better approach than the more traditional methods. The out-of-the-box thinking, the creative approaches that maybe not everyone thinks about all the time. Just because everybody's stretched so thin and you want to just say, go talk to a therapist. It's not the answer for everybody. It may be for somebody, but that's just traditional thinking and that's fine. But we have the opportunity to think creatively, out of the box, and really approach things from a different perspective. And this is a phenomenal start.
It is a phenomenal start. And there's nothing wrong with the clinical aspect of
nothing
going
at
to
all.
A therapist.
Right.
However, when you take an arts approach, that's a hands-on, minds-on, hearts-in activity where they really have to concentrate on something that maybe they've never tried before.
Absolutely.
And see if they really like it and if they want to continue with that project.
There's so many emotions tied to it. Mm-hmm. There's that nervous feeling. There's also the bit of excitement. There's the negative feelings of like, maybe I'm not going to be good at this, or maybe it's not the right fit for me. All healthy to feel. It's not unhealthy to feel that range of emotions. And to your point, traditional methods, there is nothing wrong with them. But we go back to, is it a mold that we've tried to create where, you know, one size fits all? It's just not realistic. Everybody has their own perspectives and their own feelings and their own emotions. And so we really need to look at different ways that we can approach the issue. And traditional may work for some people. But as you said, this is more hands-on. And this approach, we're hoping, will be tailored to a different group who maybe traditional methods didn't work.
I had an art teacher many years ago who said, you can never make a mistake in art. You just create something different. The same holds true whether it's painting, whether you're molding with clay. It's not wrong, but it's yours.
Yeah, it's unique. It's unique to you, right? Exactly. It's not wrong. And I have all the faith in the world that the facilitators and the Philharmonic, in conducting these six unique events, will do a great job to make sure that's known. Maybe the art that you created wasn't what you expected, but it's yours, like you said. With this hands-on approach, I think through the Philharmonic's teachings and through the facilitators, they'll really be able to stress the point that everybody is here trying, doing the same thing, just different results. And that's good.
That's very good. Because if it had the same results, it would be boring.
Boring.
Nobody wants to. You want to see something a little bit different.
Do you imagine an art show where all the walls had the same painting?
No.
That would be, who would go to that? Everybody wants to see variability within each, and everybody brings their own flair. And what may be appealing to somebody may not be appealing to another. And that's what makes it so wonderful. How boring would that be?
You're never too old to have the flair.
I 100% agree. And that's something I've learned the last 4 years. And prior to my work, it was something that I feared. I don't want to say it's instilled on us, but I think for a long time, and this goes a lot deeper than, you know, the arts, I think at the age of 65, society says, you've done your work, we'll see you later. And in reality, that should be flipped. It's your 65. You've worked all of these years to deserve your time off. And now to share your wealth of wisdom and all of the things that you've done and learned over the years with people that you have the time to do so now. I think this will be a great opportunity to do that. Again, the passion is still there. The fire is still there. Sometimes we just need to figure out what's going to trigger it. For someone with dementia who has clinical memory loss, a song can trigger that emotion and that feeling. We can learn from that in a magnitude of ways, be it dancing, art, music. It all can ignite feelings and emotions that were once there. Having 25 older adults, again, some caregivers, because I think the caregivers are going to get just as much out of it. Caregivers need respite just as anybody else does. And so this provides a great opportunity to enjoy that bit of respite with the individual that you're caring for. So hopefully we see maybe a strengthening in the bonds between an individual and their caregiver. Maybe they find something that they've never talked about before, but they both enjoy. I like to call it a discovery session. It's going to be really unlimited possibilities.
When you're a caregiver, you are in panic mode all the time, and you always are watching medications and all these kinds of things that have to be done to care for that individual. And when you see them having a good day, it just makes the caregiver feel, I'm doing okay too.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to help them out as well.
There are multiple memory cafes throughout the county that do similar work in that they'll have individuals there with dementia or some kind of cognitive issues, and they'll have their caregiver there, and the individual's able to do things that maybe they don't do at home, whether it's an arts and crafts project or it's solving a puzzle, and the caregiver gets to watch and be a part of it. And again, to your point, it's like you get to watch them do something that they enjoy, and so it gives you that satisfaction while also giving you a little bit of respite. Your cortisol levels get to drop a little bit for that time being, and you get to kind of live in the moment and enjoy it with them. And I think that's a really, really special moment, even if it's for a couple seconds. It could change the trajectory of your week. It could change the trajectory of your month, your year. Just seeing somebody maybe who you didn't see smile or enjoy anything for a really long time, flip a switch and be happy. I think it'll be a really, really special moment. And I think we'll see a lot of those moments throughout the program.
Now, the 25-member cohort hasn't been established as yet, has it?
Correct. Yeah, we're currently recruiting individuals. The last I checked, we had about 5 or 6 registered, which is wonderful. We wanted to be systematic with how we rolled it out. I think we want to make sure that the people that are coming, that we're really paying attention to, like I said earlier, that we're figuring out what it is that they enjoy and what it is that they'll benefit from and what are the things that they're trying to get out of it. So we still have about 20 individuals left that need to fill the slots. And again, it'll be a systematic approach. This is really, really hands-on and very methodical to tailor and cater to an individual's needs, wants, passions, and benefits that they'll want from the program.
So the 6 months will go by, and people are going to have the time of their lives. They're going to make new friends. They're going to be doing things maybe they've never done before. But then the 6 months will be over. Will you be in touch with them? Will there be any kind of reinforcement of, hey, how are you doing, or what's going on with you?
Absolutely.
Are you still painting?
Absolutely. Oh, they're not leaving us at that point. No. One of the key factors to this is follow-up. We never want to just administer a program, let people enjoy it, and then say, okay, we'll see you later. There is a system in place to be able to follow up with these individuals. And ideally, they are so comfortable with their surroundings and what they've been doing. You know, these facilitators are no strangers to the Philharmonic. These are activities that are going on all the time. And so maybe now they become more involved with the Philharmonic. Maybe they start volunteering. Maybe they start going to more events. So we want to make sure that they're getting everything that they possibly can out of it and that we're making sure to maintain communication so that they know what's available to them and what else they can do in the community. So I think that'll be exciting too, the follow-up and meeting people after and seeing how they're doing, right? You get to see them at that initial point. You get to see them during it. You get to see them at the end at this culminating event. And then following that, 6 months later, lo and behold, you find out they're regularly painting. They're regularly taking dance classes. And it's not that they're being asked to. It's that they're doing it because they enjoy it and because that fire was lit again. And they're able to cross that threshold of, I can do this because I've already done it.
They're living. They're living.
That's it. They're living. Yeah. Right, exactly. I strongly believe we're going to see some tremendous output from this program and that it's really going to be a game changer, not only for the older adults involved, but for the way that we approach social isolation. You know, when we take a step back and go, wow, that really worked more than we had anticipated, you can just build on it and then you can keep growing it and you can have more cohorts and you can find different avenues and different ways that people want to get involved. So we're excited about the folks that have signed up thus far. It's nice to step back, let it grow and let it form naturally instead of trying to force it, get the folks in there and then being able to go watch it all come together. So we're really looking forward to it.
Special thanks to Mike Castellano, Director of Collective Impact of the United Way of Lackawanna, Wayne, and Pike Counties, and the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic. Both nonprofits are working on a novel approach to address social isolation, enhance wellness, receive joy, and create new possibilities. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.